Good morning.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.
Sure, we'll talk more about the hurricanes and stuff like that.
Sure.
But, 106 for a high today. Now, you have gone, it's a full week now with your brand new air conditioning unit.
No, not yet. Not yet, no.
When'd you get it fixed?
I only got it fixed last Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
And you know, it's been a full week since I got my air conditioning fixed.
can you tell that the air is now conditioned?
Yes, in your home? It's well conditioned. It smells fantastic. It has lovely body and fullness, and it's robust. And
now, what do you keep?
Great.
What are you keeping it at? What's your about 80?
Yeah, that's right. I keep it at 80. I think 80 is it's cool enough while not being irresponsible when it comes to being stupid. Now, as I said, I can take the thermostat down. I stopped it at 38. Like, it's a digital thermostat, so you can just... I don't think it'll go that low. I don't think the air conditioning unit will pump air that cool. Yeah. But I did just to, you do, because you goof around. You think, oh, hey, look, it says don't do this. Think I'll do it.
Yeah. Can't be good for the unit when you're doing that.
No, I mean, it's not like I did it, I didn't do it while the unit was on. I just did it, I tested to see how low, because the last thermostat would only go as low as 62.
Well, it was interesting. Last week, we talked about air conditioning and what you keep it at. And the overall, I think... the most common answer was about 78.
Yeah, I'd say 78, 79, everybody says. I don't know why. I don't know. It's something about 80 feels hot to some people, but 79 is cool.
Yeah, I'm about 80, like that, 80 or 81. So
yeah, I just think that, when I'm at home, I traipse around the house in shorts, so it's not like,
Right.
If I were fully dressed, if I had a job where I wore like a three-piece suit and I had to come home and deal, or if
same
I was a construction worker,
right,
or someone that does roofing or something, anything like that, and I came home, I probably would keep my home a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
But because of what I do, look what I do for a living. Work is a very strong word to describe this.
So quick good morning here to Juanita, who enjoyed our crock pot discussion the other morning.
I had no idea the crock pot was so popular still in 2017.
Yeah.
I thought it was a thing from the 70s.
Appreciate you listening, Juanita. We do that. It's 602-260-1007 is the number. Good morning. What's happening?
Yeah, I'm calling to tell you the temperature I keep my air conditioning at.
Well, you must be very proud of it, so go ahead and tell us.
68 degrees.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
What are you doing, keeping meat there? Now, I got to ask you, do you always keep it at 68? What's the size of your house, and what are your bills like normally in the summer?
It's just a one-bedroom apartment.
All right, so you don't have a lot of space to cool.
No. My bills in the summer are about 120.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
If you went about 75 degrees, your bill would probably go to about $70 a month.
Yeah, but I'd be sweating, too.
Are you fat?
I'm hot-blooded.
Are you a big boy?
Yeah, I don't even put on a jacket till it's 12 degrees outside. So
12?
Yeah.
How did you come to that determination? I'm just saying, 12 degrees. 12 degrees is a little ago. By the way, where in the valley does it get 12 degrees?
Right. He's got 94 degrees between today and whenever he puts a jacket on. It's going to be about 106 today.
12 degrees.
12?
Yeah. All right. Okay, then.
More calls this morning about where you keep your air conditioning at. All right, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, man, I live in a two-bedroom apartment over here in Peoria, and I pay almost close to $400 a month.
For how big is the apartment total?
It's probably about 900-something square feet.
There's no... Well, then what are you keeping your AC at?
I have it at 79 degrees.
There's no way it should be that expensive. You've got a problem there.
Yeah.
I know. I tell them, and they say they can't do nothing about it. That's just the way it is.
I've got 1,700 square feet, and I'm only paying $349 a month.
Yeah, you're paying AC bills for a 3,000 square foot home there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, my last one was $380.
No, that's way too much money. There's something wrong there.
I've been to Peoria. It should not cost that much to cool in Peoria. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
That guy's got some problems with his air conditioning right there.
He's got some duct problems, I believe.
I would say so, yes. He's air conditioning probably the entire top floor of his apartment complex.
Yeah, because your 300-something was on a bad month, right?
Yeah, that was my crappy air conditioning.
Yeah.
I'm assuming with this new air conditioning unit that my bill will be significantly less. At least I'm hopeful for that to be the case.
I don't know much, but that guy has got problems. Yeah. He's paying way too much.
My house isn't that big. And I'm paying less than this guy, and he's got a 900-square-foot apartment?
Yeah.
There's certainly an issue right there, and I'm sure the property management people are just right on top of that to get that taken care of.
as a public service and in order to recognize the cultural diversity for which Arizona is known. Mark and Neanderthal are taking time out for Spanish.
Good morning, KSLX. Who's there?
It's Dave.
Dave, it's time out for Spanish time. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, it's very simple. We'll give you a Spanish phrase and then three English translations. You've got to pick the right translation.
Okay.
Are you ready for your Spanish phrase?
Sure.
And to celebrate the start of the NFL season, all of our Spanish phrases here are actual facts about professional football. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Apenas dos años después de terminar sus carreras, aproximadamente 78 de los jugadores de la NFL van a la quiebra.
Did you catch that?
Kind of.
All right, do you need to hear it again?
Sure.
Apenas dos años después de terminar sus carreras, aproximadamente 78 de los jugadores de la NFL van a la quiebra.
All right, that phrase does mean one of the following, and all of these are actual facts about professional football. Is it A, it takes about 600 cows to make one full season's worth of NFL footballs? B, a cow has a 1 in 17,420,000 chance of becoming an NFL football used in the Super Bowl? Or C, just 2 years after finishing their careers, approximately 78% of NFL players go bankrupt? Which one is it?
I'd have to say B.
No, unfortunately, it's not. Just 2 years after finishing their careers, approximately 78% of NFL players go bankrupt. We don't know how the cows handle their finances.
All right.
But we appreciate you playing along with us today. Thanks for playing time out for Spanish.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, it's amazing how many of those guys mishandle their money.
All those facts are kind of staggering.
Yeah.
The money one especially, but the fact that 600 cows give their lives every year so we can enjoy NFL football is kind of amazing, too.
Well, you got to consider this. The football that's being used, each team has its own set of footballs. I think they have like 30 footballs or 28 footballs, something like that, per game. And every 11 minutes, they change the football in the game. Because you got to figure every time a possession that gets changed, the team has to put their own football in. Plus, they've got the kicker balls that have a stamp of a K on it. There's a specific ball for kicker. So you got to think about that for a second. About every 11 minutes, they change the football in a game. So how many balls do you think are used in one game?
I would have guessed it was three or four.
Yeah, no,
it's
a lot.
But it's 30 or 40.
Yeah, because they scuff. You know, the football gets scuffed up, or they don't allow quarterbacks to sort of screw around with them anymore. 600 cows a year.
Those poor cows. The players are using their skin. We're at home grilling their insides, all enjoying football.
It works out for everybody now, doesn't it? Except the cow.
Mark and Neanderthal in the morning.
It's Mark and Neanderthal at 100.7 KSLX. Go to KSLX.com to check things out. You can always reach us at 602-260-1007.
Question. I just heard your facts about footballs. You guys are saying they're from cows. Why do they call them pigskins?
They were originally made out of pig bladders.
So shouldn't they change it now and call them cowskin?
You would think so. They're leather, so.
Yeah.
It's a fair question.
It is a fair question.
Yes.
I have a question.
Okay.
Yes. If footballs are made out of cowskin, why are they called pigskins?
It's one of the common misconceptions amongst football fans that they were made out of pigskin.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Would you want them to change the name to cowskins?
No, not at all. I was just curious.
I believe that the cowskins are the transitional hybrid gender of the illegitimate love child of the Cowboys and the Redskins.
And by the way, the field's not made of iron, even though it's a gridiron.
I know that.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
And there's no such thing as a squared circle.
Yes. All right, thanks, guys.
I really think we should learn to leave people alone.
No, we're mean.
Just to answer the question.
There's no reason for us to be smartasses about it.
Think you can name these tunes? It's Mark and Neanderthal's 30-Second Song Challenge!
Seven songs in 30 seconds. Here's how it works. You got to guess the titles of those seven songs. The timer starts when the first song's played, and when you know the song title, just yell it out loud. The artist does not matter. The timer stops if you're correct, then we get ready for the next song. The timer keeps rolling till you get it right, or you've used up the 30 seconds.
All right, we welcome Mike back to the program. Mike is a returning contestant from the 30-Second Song Challenge. Mike, when did you play the game before?
I played it in June. I played it.
How did you do? Did you become a member of the Not Even One Club, or how did you do? How did you?
I won YouTube tickets.
Oh, so you actually did win the 30-second song challenge. You're returning. You're a glutton, is what you are.
I love you guys.
All right, excellent. So here's what's going to happen. You're going to get your 30-second song challenge. Did you listen yesterday at 4 o'clock when Pete gave it? You did not. So you did not have the unfair advantage.
No.
All right. Here we go. Mike, your 30-second song challenge begins in 3, 2, 1, go.
Paradise City.
Song number 2, and go.
Wish You Were Here.
Correct. Song number 3, and go. Nope, wrong one. Sorry. Really?
Mike?
Oh, gosh.
Really?
I hate this song.
How do you know? You don't know the name of it.
Yeah.
I know.
God. Oh, no.
Terrible.
Oh, Mike.
Now you really hate that song.
Yeah, that didn't do anything for you there, did it now, Mike? Wow.
So, Mike, you really hate that song, huh?
What a disappointment.
That's Don't Fear the Reaper.
Don't Fear the Reaper. Maybe the worst song ever written.
Well,
how can you say that?
Yes. Millions of people love that song. It may be the greatest song Blue Oyster Cult has ever written, but no, you're right, Mike. It's terrible.
I love Godzilla.
I love Godzilla, and Joan Crawford has written From the Grave, the whole bunch of them. We can go down the catalog, but the reality is their biggest song is called Don't Fear the Reaper, and you didn't know it.
No, I should have listened to my buddy Pete Cummings yesterday.
It's exactly what you should have done, because yep. If you listen at 4 o'clock this afternoon, between 4 and 4:15, those three songs that Pete plays are the 30-second song challenge cheat sheet, and they will be the first three songs tomorrow morning at 7:30. Had you been listening, Mike,
but
you would have got that one.
Yeah, but think about how painful.
I was listening. I had my stereo on, and I started mowing the lawn, and I missed the song.
Yeah, well, that will happen.
Yeah.
That's what you get for doing something.
Okay, here's what you got to do, Mike. You got to hire somebody to mow the lawn so you can be inside listening.
How would you like to mow my lawn?
All right, Mike.
Appreciate you playing along with us.
Oh, he must hate that song. Yeah. Double now.
Yeah, Mike is sour. So they're preparing in Florida now for Hurricane Irma, which is obviously going to be a big pain in the ass over the weekend. They've moved some football games around. There's all kinds of issues. United Phoenix Firefighters Association, they have this thing called Task Force 1, Arizona Task Force 1.
Yeah.
They were already over in Texas doing their thing, making sure people were safe and trying to, you know, help recover from Hurricane Harvey. They're now flying directly from Texas to Florida. I mean, that's how they've already decided, you know what, we need to mobilize all of these units and get them there and be prepared for the devastation that's about to come. It's got to be tough to do that job to begin with, but to know that you've already just dealt with one huge disaster, all of a sudden they have to jump on a plane and go, that's what they do. They have more balls than Spalding, and we can't tip our hat high enough to them.
Yeah, it's fairly unprecedented, and they're right there doing the thing the whole time.
So, you know, credit to and all firefighters. I mean, let's face it, anybody that does rescue stuff, those people that run toward danger as opposed to away from it, you know, they deserve our respect. So anybody that's a family member of those guys, please send our best wishes to them. And thanks, and undying gratitude. Thanks for what they're about to do.
Let's get into the old dumbass of the day, shall we?
Yeah, stupidity is all around us, and why not acknowledge it? It's a little thing we like to call the Mark and Neanderthal Dumbass of the Day.
And it can be seen at the Mark and Neanderthal Facebook page, also at KSLX.com. So Nikki Varney, she lives and works in Williamsburg, Pennsylvania.
I bet she's hot. With a name like Nikki, does she spell it with an I? I bet she does.
Yeah, of course.
Of course she does.
N-I-K-K-I.
Of course she does.
Nikki was entertaining a gentleman recently at her house. They went swimming in her pool.
Mm-hmm.
Then they moved over to the hot tub.
Exactly.
Not knowing if she wanted it to go there just yet, Nikki suggested they take her dog for a walk, which they did.
Really? Wait. You're hanging out. You're getting busy. You're in the pool.
Not necessarily getting busy. Just hanging out in the pool, then the hot tub.
All right, so you're hanging out in the pool, then you go to the hot tub, and then you're like, hang on a second. Got to walk the dog.
Yeah. The sequencing is strange.
That is instant soft on, I believe, is what happens there.
Well, they headed over to Canoe Creek State Park to walk the dog. But it was there that the urge overtook Nikki and her date.
Mm-hmm.
And they wound up doing it on one of the park benches.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's romantic.
It's a little indiscreet.
A little passionate.
I guess that's her business.
Right, sure.
But except for the fact that she's 44.
Right.
And her date was 15.
Oh, boy.
And
was she hot? I asked the first question.
Well, you'll ask it again when I say that she is a high school teacher.
Of course she is.
And a 15-year-old is her student, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jesus. We're not advocating, by the way.
No. But the usual reaction is, oh, is she hot?
Is she hot? That's the first question you ask. Was I knew she was hot from the minute you said her name.
In this case, actually, it's not all that much so. But you can see for yourself at the KSLX Facebook page.
Oh, boy.
Or the Mark Neanderthal Facebook page on the KSLX.com.
Yeah, normally hot chicks don't have to scam on 15-year-old boys. Just saying.
They actually got away with the park bench episode, but the affair was discovered later. So, Nikki Varney, soon-to-be former teacher, you are the dumbass of the day.
Not only do I think that was a beautiful story that you just told, I know that was a beautiful story that you just told.
Mark and Neanderthal.
Football season starts tonight with
the
Patriots and the
Chiefs.
The Diamondbacks have won 13 straight, which is a team record.
That's pretty amazing.
Even the World Series winner team didn't do that. Also, here's another neat fact for you.
Okay.
This is the first time since like the mid-80s that the U.S. Open, the women's semifinals, is all, like the four women still playing, all American.
Who are they?
I don't know. One of them's Venus Williams.
And Serena didn't.
Serena's obviously.
She's on maternity leave or whatever.
She just had a baby like a week ago. So, yeah, she can't play right now. But
so does you think, is Venus Williams now the favorite because Serena's not playing?
Yeah, I didn't look into it that deeply, but she probably is.
That'd be kind of neat.
Could be.
It'd be nice to see her win something before she hangs it up because she's near the end.
Yeah, she's having a nice run late in her career.
Right, yeah. No, I think that's great. You know, I mean, maybe she's having that Barry Bonds run where her head's going to get massive because it's natural. Who knows? Do they drug test in tennis?
All of a sudden, she'll win every tournament next year.
Yes, all of a sudden, and she'll set a new home run record.
Nothing suspicious here.
Not at all. All right, you know, that's the wrong thing.
we gotta do something right now.
Sure we do.
Mark and Neanderthal present ZNN, the Zeppelin News Network.
All the news of the day set to the music of Led Zeppelin as Mark kicks us off on a Thursday.
First Harvey, now another massive storm. Is this because of global warm?
It's very possible. Some people think that that's what it is, except for climate change deniers. I know tonight there's a football game, but having to watch the Patriots is lame. Freaking hate the Patriots.
I understand.
I'm from there and I hate them. All right, go ahead.
If Serena's breastfeeding, I'll bet she's got enough for octuplets.
Oh, boy, yeah. Jesus. Yeah. Again, I quote John Goodman, you appear to be capable.
Yes, indeed.
So, all right. Well, 602-260-1007. If you want to get in touch, we'll get you taken care of. Mark at KSLX.com or Neanderthal at KSLX.com. I just keep looking at this story, and I'm wondering if I'm a cynical jerk. JetBlue, you know, the airline, and I guess they're no longer a discount airline. They're just sort of an airline.
A regular airline.
Yeah, like
now.
A regular airline. Yeah. They started out as sort of a discount airline. Now they're sort of like Southwest and sort of not like one of the major airlines, but, you know, a relatively profitable airline. They have decided to offer to evacuate people from the Caribbean islands, or is it Caribbean, whatever way you want to say it, for $99 a pop.
It sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, the cynical nature of me says that this is somewhat similar to somebody trying to cash in on a tragedy. Like, there was a car dealership up in the Northeast when I was working in the Northeast after the Fukushima meltdown thing. That was offering a tsunami of savings.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it seemed like really poor taste. I'm wondering, is the airline actually doing something cool by offering to get people out of there, or are they profiting off of potential human danger? Because $99, I mean, if they really, really wanted to do the service, they could eat the cost of some of these flights and just take people out of there.
I suppose, although, you know, you could look at it as maybe a win-win thing where they get to fill their seats and people get cheap fares out of there. I don't know.
But I mean, should you have to pay to be saved is the thing I worry about. It's like an ambulance showing up at a car crash going, okay, I'm starting the bidding at $25.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It seems a little...
Or you escape the hurricane, you get to one of the shelters, and there's a guy in front. He's got a clipboard and a velvet rope, it's a $10 cover.
Yeah, it seems a little opportunistic to me, and I'm not sure. I think maybe I might just be being a bit cynical.
I don't think that the airline's doing anything to really cash in, because there's no mandatory evacuation. Now, if it was like everybody had to evacuate the island, they're like, hey, $99 and we'll get you out of here, then I think your cynicism is well-deserved.
Well, there's definitely a mandatory evacuation on the Florida Keys.
I think in this case, because there are options still for these people to get out, and there's still plenty of time. All they're saying is, we can help you get out of here now faster. And I don't think it's bad, because they're capping the price at $99. And that's normally a couple $100 flight.
Right, right.
I think at this point it's a little too early for complete cynicism. Because they did add some flights, and they're saying, look, we're going to try and get you out of here.
But you're saying that at some point we can get to complete cynicism? Because I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
Right.
This world is a place for complete cynicism. I just think in this case, it's a little misplaced this early.
I'm not sure I believe what you're saying to me.
Now that's cynicism. All right, no, you make a great point. Thanks for checking in.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys.
Mark and Neanderthal. Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app.
Sounds good and loud, huh?
100.7 KSLX.